Good morning, and welcome to a special holiday edition of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host for the next hour. It's a holiday for many people today, and a lot of listeners who regularly listen to the show on Monday mornings as they're hustling to get to work or school might be in a different routine today, and so that's why I'm going to do a special show this week. There'll be no Phil's Pick, no one-hit wonder, but we will get back to those regular features next week, I assure you. So a few weeks ago, I mentioned that Rolling Stone magazine had republished their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. It came out on September 15th. This is a reboot of the original list they did in 2004, which was one of the most widely read stories in their history. And I said I wasn't sure what I was going to do with it. Well, today I'm going to take it on. So here's the background. In 2004, Rolling Stone published its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and they thought it was time now to revisit that list. To create the new version of the list, they convened a poll of more than 250 artists, musicians, and producers, as well as figures from the music industry like leading critics and journalists. And each of them sent in a ranked list of their top 50 songs, and then Rolling Stone tabulated the results. Nearly 4,000 songs received votes, and more than half the songs in the list, 254 in fact, weren't even present on the 2004 list, including one-third of the top 100. The top 500 list includes music from many, many genres, not all of them that would have been played on album rock radio. So today we're going to do a subset of the list. We're going to count down the top 10 album rock radio songs of all time as they appeared on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. I'll also share the comments that Rolling Stone wrote in their article about each of the songs. And of course, if you are interested in seeing the whole list, you can see the whole feature at rollingstone.com. So let's get started. This song is number 17 on the top 500 and number 10 on our list of the top album rock radio songs. And about this, Rolling Stone wrote, "The 1970s, rock's most grandiose decade, never got more grandiose than here. This song contains a reported 180 vocal parts and spans rock, opera, heavy metal, and pop, all in 6 minutes. But for as elegant as it sounds, recording it was a literal mess. Freddie Mercury taped scraps of paper containing his own bizarre musical notations to his piano and simply started pounding out chords for his bandmates to follow. Recording technology was so taxed by the song that some tapes became virtually transparent from so many overdubs. But Queen had created something that embodied the absurd tragedy and humor of human existence." The number 10 song on our list this morning is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anyway, the wind
doesn't really matter
matters. little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go! Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
There are certain songs that when you've heard them over and over again, you forget how bizarre and creative they are, and that is definitely one of them. We are counting down the top 10 album rock radio songs as they appeared in Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, published on September 15th, 2021. It's a special show we're doing today for the holiday weekend. For those of you who tune in right about this time just to hear Phil's pick, rest assured, we will be back next week with another fresh song from Phil and Phil's pick. Right now, this song is number 15 overall on the top 500 and number 9 on our list of the top album rock radio songs. And about this song, Rolling Stone wrote, "In 1963, the Beatles gave themselves an ultimatum. We're not going to America till we've got a number one record," Paul McCartney declared. So he and John Lennon went to the home of the parents of Jane Asher, who was Paul McCartney's girlfriend at the time, where, quote, "one-on-one, eyeball to eyeball," as John Lennon later put it, they wrote this song. The lightning bolt energy of their collaboration ran through the band's performance. Rush released in America the day after Christmas, this song hit number one in the States on February 1st, 1964. From Meet the Beatles, our number 9 song on Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. Oh, please. feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love
The Beatles, they figured very prominently in the list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. And if you're interested in seeing that list, by the way, you can go to rollingstone.com and take a look at it directly. I didn't count up the number of Beatles songs, but I can tell you that in our top 10, they do appear more than once. So we've got more Beatles ahead in just a couple of minutes. Well, this song is number 14 on the Rolling Stone list of top 500, but number 8 on our list for Album Rock Radio. And this one, I honestly don't understand. It's not that I've never heard this song before, I have, but it is certainly not one of the best or most well-known songs by this band. And I can't imagine that this appeared on the number of ballots that were necessary to make it number 14 overall and number 8 on our list. But here goes. About this song, Rolling Stone said, "After the Kinks' first burst of British invasion pop success fizzled, Ray Davies really needed to write another hit, but instead he wrote this song. It's a delicate guitar ballad about a solitary man who watches the world from his window, gazing on a couple of lovers who meet at a dismal London train station. For Davies, it was so personal, he didn't even dare show the lyrics to the other Kinks until he recorded his vocal. As he said, it was like an extract from a diary nobody was allowed to read. Yet it became his most beloved creation. You'd never know from the song what a dump Waterloo Station is, a tribute to Davies' power to find beauty in the mundane. Waterloo Sunset from the Kinks, number 8 on our list on Rock of Ages."
So I am in paradise. light flies round Waterloo Underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. And they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset,
we are counting down the top 10 album rock radio songs as they appeared in Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Good morning, this is Ron LaRussa with you on a special edition of Rock of Ages this morning. That one is perhaps the most surprising in our top 10 list, The Kinks and Waterloo Sunset. So here is how the list was compiled. Voters were asked to submit ranked ballots listing their 50 favorite songs of all time. Then the votes were tabulated, with the highest ranking score on each list receiving 300 points, the second 290, and so on, down to 44 points for number 50. And as I said earlier, more than 4,000 songs received at least one vote. Some of the artists, songwriters, and producers who participated were Rod Argent, Jackson Browne, Charlotte Caffey of the Go-Go's, Elliot Easton from the Cars, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, Art Garfunkel, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, Rob Halford from Judas Priest, Don Henley, Ricky Lee Jones, and others. So let's get back into the music now. Number 13 on the overall list, number 7 on our list of the top album rock radio songs of all time, according to the list, is by the Rolling Stones. And about this song, Rolling Stone magazine said, "The Stones channeled the emotional wreckage of the late 60s on a song that Keith Richards wrote in 20 minutes. The intro, strummed on an electric acoustic guitar modeled on a Chuck Berry favorite, conjures an unparalleled aura of dread. The song surfaced after Meredith Hunter's murder at the Altamont Music Festival." That's kind of an end-of-the-world song, really, Mick Jagger said in 1995. It's apocalypse. Richards later said that his guitar fell apart on the last take as if by design. This is Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones on Rock of Ages. We'll be right back. Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter. As we count down the top 10 album rock radio songs as they appeared in Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, which was published on September 15th, 2021, the first retake of that list in 17 years, the original list in 2004. Well, now we're at number 12 overall on the list, number 6 on our list of album rock radio songs. And here's what Rolling Stone had to say about this song. Stevie Wonder debuted this hard blast of funk live while opening for the Rolling Stones in the summer of 1972, intent on expanding his audience. He had initially intended for Jeff Beck to record the song, but Berry Gordy wouldn't let him give it away. It became the first single from Talking Book and Wonder's first number one hit in nearly a decade. This is Stevie Wonder, Superstition, on Rock of Ages. Superstition by Stevie Wonder. As we count down the top album rock radio songs as they appeared in Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Good morning, Ron LaRussa here with you for, we're about halfway through the list. We've done five. We've got five to go. And it's a special holiday edition. I know not everybody has today off, but it's one of those days where many, many listeners are not necessarily rushing around getting ready for work or school like their usual Monday morning routine. So I thought I'd do something a little bit different today. Well, let's get to number 11 overall on the list. It's number five on our list. This song is from the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album, and Rolling Stone wrote about this song that the Beatles had stated that this album had a very strong influence on their songwriting. Carl Wilson's understated lead vocal is note perfect, they wrote, but it's the arrangement of horns, sleigh bells, strings, and accordion that gives it its heavenly feel. Brian Wilson was fascinated by spirituality and said this song came out of prayer sessions in the studio. We made it a religious ceremony, he said, of recording Pet Sounds. The only problem? The use of the word God in the title scared off some radio programmers. This is God Only Knows, The Beach Boys on Rock of Ages.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Production that was literally years ahead of its time, The Beach Boys, from Pet Sounds. Well, working down our list now, we're getting toward the top. Number 9 overall on the Rolling Stone list, number 4 on our list of the album rock radio songs, is by Fleetwood Mac. And I have no issue with the band or even the album, but I don't even think this is one of the strongest songs from that album. But nonetheless, it was chosen, and here's what Rolling Stone said about it. In the face of a lover telling her to go her own way, Stevie Nicks penned this song. During the Rumours sessions in Sausalito, California, Nicks spent an off day in another room of the Record Plant recording studio that was supposedly used by Sly and the Family Stone. There, she reflected on the thunder and rain of her relationship with Lindsey Buckingham, whose guitar parts slice through the song's mystical beat. I sat down on the bed with my keyboard in front of me, found a drum pattern, switched my little cassette player on, and wrote this song in about 10 minutes. This is the second single on Fleetwood Mac's Rumours album, and it became the band's only number one song, and it continues to have legs to this day. Fleetwood Mac and Dreams on Rock of Ages. We are counting down the top 10 album rock radio songs as they appeared in Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time on Rock of Ages this morning, and that was number 4 on our list from Rumours, Fleetwood Mac, and Dreams. And now for number 3, it was number 7 overall, and I promised you there would be a second Beatles song, and here it is. And about this song, Rolling Stone wrote, John Lennon was one of the world's most visible people in 1966, but he wrote his most exquisitely lonely song with this song. It opened up a whole new psychedelic era for the Beatles, changing the way pop music was heard and made. But it began with Lennon alone on a Spanish beach with an acoustic guitar, writing a song about his painful childhood memories. The song's title was the name of a Liverpool orphanage where he used to play and hide from the world as a boy. It was the first song cut at the Sgt. Pepper sessions, though it got left off the album so it could come out as a February 1967 single with Paul McCartney's Penny Lane on the flip side. Strawberry Fields is a song full of raw pain, yet the Beatles made it feel like an irresistible invitation. Number three on our list, this is Strawberry Fields by the Beatles on Rock of Ages.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
The Beatles with Strawberry Fields, number three on our list. And now it's time for number two as we head toward number one, and I can feel you just tingling with anticipation as we count down toward number one. About this song, which was number two on our list, number five overall, Rolling Stone wrote, producer Bruce Vig first heard this song in early 1991 on a boombox cassette recorded by drummer Dave Grohl and singer, guitarist, songwriter Kurt Cobain in a barn in Tacoma, Washington. I could sort of hear the hello, hello part and the chords, Vig said years later, but it was so indecipherable that I had no idea what to expect. This song was Cobain's attempt to write the ultimate pop song, he said, using the soft, loud dynamic of his favorite band, the Pixies. The insidious hooks also showed his admiration for John Lennon. Sadly, by the time of Nirvana's last U.S. tour in late 1993, Cobain was tortured by the obligation to play this song every night. There are many other songs that I have written that are as good, if not better, he claimed, but few songs by any artist have reshaped rock and roll so immediately and permanently. The number two greatest album rock radio song of all time, according to Rolling Stone, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, on Rock of Ages.
Bring
Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana and their Nevermind album. On Rock of Ages this morning on WMFO, we are counting down the top 10 album rock radio songs from Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 greatest songs of all time. And as I've mentioned, our list is really a subset of their list because their list contains a lot of songs from different genres that really weren't quite accurately characterized as album rock radio songs. But let me tell you the actual top 10 that they came up with. So number 10 was Hey Ya from Outkast. Number 9, Dreams from Fleetwood Mac. Number 8, Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott. Number 7 was Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. Number 6, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, number 5. The number 4 song is actually our number 1 song, so I'm going to hold off on that for just a minute. Tell you that number 3 was Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. Number 2, Fight the Power by Public Enemy. And the number 1 song, the greatest song of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine, Respect by Aretha Franklin. And now it's time to get to our number 1, which we will do right after this.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times? 51. 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, time to get to our number one song, about which Rolling Stone wrote, I wrote it, it didn't fail, it was straight. Bob Dylan said of his greatest song shortly after he recorded it in June 1965. There is no better description of this song, of its revolutionary design and execution, or of the young man just turned 24 who created. Dylan began writing an extended piece of verse, 20 pages long by one account, 6 in another, that was, he said, just a rhythm thing on paper, all about my steady hatred directed at some point that was honest. Back home in Woodstock, New York, over 3 days in early June, Dylan sharpened the sprawl down to that confrontational chorus and 4 taut verses, bursting with piercing metaphor and concise truth. Just as Dylan bent folk music's roots and forms to his own will, he transformed popular song with the content and ambition of this song. And in his electrifying vocal performance, his best on record, Dylan proved that everything he did was, first and always, rock and roll. This is the best song I wrote, he said flatly at the end of 1965. It still is. The number one song of album rock radio, according to Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time, Like a Rolling Stone, Bob Dylan.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? That it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? He took from you everything he could steal. How does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown? And all the pretty people, they all drinking, thinking that they got it made, exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. You can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
Well, there you have it, the top 10 album rock radio songs from the Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Songs of All Time list. If you're interested in seeing that list or reading the article, you can go to rollingstone.com and check it out there. And I hope you enjoyed the special show we had today. We will be back with our regular show next week, same time, 8 o'clock Monday morning. Until then, this is Ron LaRussa. I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.